close that back door, don't want no snake shit around me. Circle only getting smaller, built this thing from the ground. Who built this? Me, that's who. Who put all this shit together, bitch? Me, that's who. Who built this? Me, that's who. Who put all this shit together, bitch? Me, that's who.
But yeah, man, we got a topic here today. What we're gonna start with, and I'm not gonna lie, this is something that's been going on for maybe the best part of 24 months, aka 2 years. Now, what I mean is, we'll just go into it. The decline of podcasting. Now, I want to have a conversation though, but I really want to have a... we're going to start there. Stream will start there, then we'll get into the combat sports as well. So people, we're going to go in. Now, the decline of podcasting. Now, people, before I go back to the very start, let me just tell you where I've started to see this decline. So over the last 2 years, I'm somebody who, when a story comes out online, on Instagram, whatever the case may be, I always like to read the comments. That's like a very important thing, I believe, because even though a lot of people say, oh, the internet's not real, but it's real people behind them accounts. And every time a podcast is posted on one of the more popular blogs, you'll get in the comments, and the first 10 comments will always be, they need to stop selling podcast equipment. Podcast mics should be more expensive. You know, we need to put an end to this podcast thing. All of this kind of stuff. Now, people, I'm going to take you back to 2006. Now, people, all these stories I've got, I must sound real old, but 2006, people, that was the year that the iPod Nano came out. Now, if people are from Brum who are on the stream now or after the fact, in Brum, the Apple shop used to be in the ball ring. And I used to walk through that ball ring daily. I'd go through there daily. And this one day, the Apple shop had a queue outside of it, yeah? And I was like, yo, what's everyone queuing for? I'm looking, I'm like, why is everyone queuing there? So I asked someone in the queue, I'm like, yo, what are you like all queuing here for? They're like, oh, it's the release of the iPod Nano. So I'm like, iPod Nano, what's that? Now, I've seen the queue. I've looked at the picture. And I said, you know what? That looks pretty interesting. You know, it was very small. At the time, this was like something brand new to the world.
Groundbreaking,
absolutely. So I've carried on, gone to the shop, done my day at the shop. And then came back to the ball ring. I'm like, I need to see what this thing's about. So I go in there now, but I put it in my ear. And it was so loud. And that first generation iPod Nano, they actually had to turn down all iPods after that. So anyone who's got an iPod Nano from that generation, if you can go to Apple to this day, and they will swap it with another iPod or give you credit, because it was... it went past how loud a device is supposed to be.
Oh, the decibel levels and stuff.
Yeah, it was really loud. I've still got two of them. Now, I just love them because they're that loud. You can go gym, you can do whatever. I've still got mine. Now, I went into Apple. So I've gone into Apple Noble and I'm like, yo, this is beautiful, man. Like, I need this now. You see what I mean? I bought one. So when I've brought it,
this episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.
And I finally got it home and set it up. At the time, I was using a Windows laptop.
Yes.
And I've put it all on. And there was a thing called podcast. And I'm like, podcast? What is that?
What's that? Yes.
So I've gone onto the marketplace like, damn, let me see what's going on. The first podcast I ever downloaded and listened to was Angie Martinez Hot 97 used to take her radio show and pull it as a podcast. Now, for me, this was absolutely life-changing because at the time, I used to travel damn near every 6 months, and to listen to podcasts, it was That was one of my favorite things to do. I'm talking 2006.
Very early adopter.
I was listening from then. Now, as the years went on, not many people knew about podcasts. They were just still very... It was mainly radio shows that you could catch up on. But eventually, Apple started to pump money into the actual podcast world. And they created the app that we all know today, which is called the podcast app. Now, once that app was created, there was a lot. There was a new market that was developed.
Go through, Noble. So obviously, you know, I don't know not in that detail in what we're talking about now. Reference the branding, iTunes, and that isn't that. That's different to what you just said. Podcast.
So iTunes, they used to put the podcast on iTunes.
Okay.
I think they still do, but what they did is when podcasts really took off. Mm-hmm. Apple developed an app that was podcast that had its own lane. See? Now, once the app was developed, a whole new lane opened up. So what that meant is you had people like Podomatic. That was the first network that we was with. So Podomatic, it meant you could literally go to Podomatic, record a podcast, and at that time, they would do all of the work for you. Mm-hmm. Now, at that time, you'd record a podcast, upload it to Podomatic, they would listen to it and then put it on iTunes. So as the years went on, more and more people started to actually develop podcasts. Now, we first started 2013. I know it's a long, long time ago. There was a lot of messing around that time. But that's the first time a podcast was created from myself. Now, as the years went on, the industry started to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then Spotify started to give out deals to podcasts. So you had, for conversation's sake, there's a podcast in London called, what are they called now?
Three something.
Three Shots of Tequila.
That's it.
Them man were the only mans at the time in the UK who had a deal with Spotify. Now, they got a deal with Spotify, and I think one of the main hosts of that podcast had like a big house or something like that. Don't quote me, but he bought some big house or something. Now, this is the kind of advertisement for podcasts. So people started seeing this and saying, damn, there's some money in this thing. Let me get on it. So as the years went on, more and more podcasts are popping up. You got companies like Rode who have sent us things before, who literally send out things. Like, they'll send out, even if you only got 2,000 subs, they'll send you a mic, they'll send you a headphones and say, yo, just big us up. That's it. That's all you got to do. Back from them days. Now, what this did, Noble, is it started putting people in front of the microphone and the camera. Who don't really have nothing to say. And not only did they not have nothing to say, they're not actually interested in podcasting full stop.
Not at all.
So they're not actually talking a podcast for it to be a podcast. The days when I was listening to book review podcasts and stuff, there might have only been 50 people listening to that podcast.
Yeah.
But we listened to it because the person who was presenting it was knowledgeable about the topic. Mm-hmm. Now we're at a place where people literally are just doing it to gain fame and attention, and because they believe they're going to make money. Now, what this has did, Noble, it's ruined the genre. It has. It's ruined the genre because now what you got is people who are pushing certain narratives
and agendas.
Yeah. And agendas. So it'll be like, you know, you'll have someone who will say, like, they're not passionate about podcasting, but they know that by saying a certain thing,
yes,
will bring views and attention, and views and attention can turn into money.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the decline of podcasting has came in. So now you've got a situation now where anybody is jumping in this thing and literally just doing it because it's something to do. Not because they're passionate about what they're talking about. Not because They're trying to encourage any kind of change. Not even because they're knowledgeable about that actual topic. So down to like a movie review podcast, a man's literally like knows how to break down and review a movie. Mm-hmm. That is a good podcaster. You know, a sports podcast, somebody who's giving their opinion, that is a good podcast. Mm-hmm. But what we've got now is people who are bringing personal grievances to the podcasting space. Mm-hmm. And that's why I believe the decline of podcasting is happening in front of our eyes. Now, this is, a lot of people have asked, but I'll say Saturday stream, it's nothing but realness. People have asked, how come you man are not in the studio? People, we still got the studio. It's sitting down there right now. But I decided at the end of last year, we will give it some time and see where the podcasting genre goes. Mm-hmm. Because I don't even know how I would explain this, but there's so much different podcasts in the UK being promoted that you all just get bunched up in the same thing. So let's say a man's in a studio talking to another man, then he's talking foolishness.
Yes.
Someone will see that, and the next time they see two brothers in a studio,
exactly,
they associate it with the same thing, and that's why I think the genre's dying. So that's why I said, what's the thing that's running it now? Streaming? Man, like, and we got Barefoot next month, Patreons. Let me just say this. I ain't going to give away too much. Next month, content. I'm talking vlogs. I'm talking pod, everything. Next month, it's going to be mad. So just get ready for April. It's going to be a very big month for us. It's going to be the biggest month of the year for Express Truth. There's going to be a lot of content.
Buckle up, man.
Yeah, man. Get ready, people. It's going to be lovely. I can't wait. Now, happened now? The genre's dead, Noble. So I want the conversation, man. What are you saying?
Hold up. Before we even get into to the end point where we are now, let me go back a little some as well.
Yeah, man.
Because you've given a nice little background and a history on the thing.
Yeah, man.
One thing that hasn't been mentioned is previously, audio blogs would have been the name. Yeah? Back in the D-Day, it was called an audio blog. Now, with the rise and popularity of Apple and the iPod, that's where we get that transition from audio blogs, and there also was a term or verbiage, internet radio shows or internet radio blogs.
I believe that's where you started, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then, as I say, that brand and that popularity, as we call vacuum cleaners, Hoovers, which was a well-established brand in the UK, yeah, we associate brands with products. So with this, or with a service, with podcasting, the biggest thing out there, as Mark broke down, that little iPod thing, yeah, man, let's ride that wave. Everyone's on it, you know, and it started to develop people with a passion, with knowledge. Not all. We can't say 100% of these people who were creating content all had the knowledge. They had passion. A lot of them had passion. Some of them had, you know, a lot of the knowledge, but it definitely was a mixed bag. It definitely was still a mixed bag, and there was definitely levels in regards to the production value and the content being produced. But so then we have that as the foundation: movie reviews, video somethings, UFOs, aliens, Bigfoot, crime documentaries, audio books that people could listen to. So it was something, as Mark said, it was something that was out there, was more popular in, I would say, America and other countries, or I guess first world countries. The UK, not so, it wasn't, there wasn't much there in that respect. We can fast forward now with the rise, with the endorsement deals, with these comedians proliferating the quote-unquote podcasting space. We then look closer to home and we see a plethora of quote-unquote failed artists who now are podcasting with, unfortunately, not much to say at all. Then we get the other two parts of this, which would be your ex-roadman or prisoner, criminal, glorifying, quote unquote, their past lives of being in the penitentiary or busting their gun and doing all kind of foolish. That's the thing. And then on the other side of that, we got those same people, Mark, promoting and fomenting the agenda of this separation and division, male and female, further destroying the community. So what was once a tool and a means of talking your thing, whether you be right or wrong, providing evidence and be passionate about that, oh no, no, no. We may get some passion, but we get a underlying movement of let's fuck things up. This is just purely for entertainment. Let's say the most outlandish stuff. Let's get these prostitutes on here dressed up like whatever, and let's talk the most salacious stuff because people want to hear it. People want to hear this thing now. We're going to push it down the neck to the point where, unfortunately, some of the siblings and listeners who peep this here will be spending 40% of the time in the muck and the mire being allegedly entertained by the fuckery.
That's a fact. That is an absolute fact because where we are at now, and that was beautifully said, Noble, we're at a place now where podcasting has almost become a graveyard for failed careers. Mm. So what's happening is somebody's got a life as whatever it may be, a previous life, and then it's like, what can we do to keep it going? Yo, let's start a podcast. And then people are just pushing certain agendas and narratives and speaking on things that don't really need to be addressed the way that they're being addressed, but they're doing it because they're trying to push an agenda. So I'll just come out and I'll say a name, and enough people might think that I dislike this guy. I don't even dislike him still. He just got out of line one time.